Grill teams, sports all in.
Yeah, and what a back line the Doggies going to have next year, boys. Yesterday, Brett joining Josh at the Dogs. Quite an incredible get for the Doggies. I got to tell you, the Dragons fans, not happy at all. Thoughts, yeah. Boys?
Well, I'll tell you what it does, Gus. It frees up a little bit of money for him. That's what it does. And he's at the point of his career that this might turn out to be a good deal for the Dragons. And the fact they've lost a try scorer, there's no doubt about that. But I'd say, what do they need now? You say, mate, they've got to go out there and they've got to find themselves like a real class, another class playmaker, some way, shape or form. Like, if they could, I mean, look, do they get Darius back? You know, I mean, do they get Darius back, or do they go after Ben Barber, who there's been a discussion that, you know, he won't be at the Broncos next year. Yeah, there are options there, and it's an opportunity for them to really revitalize their playing roster.
What about the Doggies? I mean,
they're looking good.
Origin this year, the Morris brothers basically gave themselves the Willy Wonka golden ticket for Origin. Well, as long as they're fit, they'll be playing State of Origin. Yeah. Now they've got two blokes in their back line that complement their Origin halves.
My problem is this, though, MG, with the Dogs, is the Dogs, what the Dogs lack is creativity through the middle. Their one creative force was James Graham last year, and their front rower. And apart from that, they were just a great grafting team. Now, what they've got, they've picked up a bloke now who'll play fullback. There's no doubt about it. In Brett Morris, he'll play fullback for him, and he'll give him a little bit of extra. But he's a finisher. Again, he's not a creative player. They're still a creative player short.
Ben Barber back to the Doggies. Could that happen?
Well, who knows, mate? In today's climate, who knows what will go next?